Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the 909 Podcast. Welcome to episode 213 of the 909 Podcast. On this episode, we are going to be talking to the Galway rapper Say La Vie De Mai. She is one of the artists that is playing this summer at Body and Soul Festival, specifically at the Hennessy Hip Hop House, along with the likes of Daddy G from Massive Attack, Gemma Dunleavy, Fabio and Groove Rider, Stevie G, Nightmares on Wax, Negro on Pacto, favorite of ours, and Denise Shiloh, of course. Andrea, of course, is here. Andrea Cleary is here.
I'm here. Hello. Yes.
You, of course, have chatted to Say La Vie De Mai. I know you did a live panel chat.
Yeah, we were on a panel about women in music sort of thing. And it was so much fun. And I just fell in love with Mai. She has just got the best energy. She's like, that phrase that people used to say in the 60s, like, she's a gas, like, she's an absolute hoot. And she's also incredibly talented. And as people will hear from the five tracks, we asked her to pick five tracks and a current track that she's enjoying that kind of sum up her inspirations and her sound and her journey in music. She is also an excellent playlist curator and hopefully future DJ. So
we will hopefully hear more from her on the decks as well.
On the decks, yeah.
Just to follow on from last week's episode, we talked a little bit about the Ed Sheeran copyright case. Mm. There was a result. There was a result in that court case. Andrea, what happened?
He is found not liable for copyright infringement in Marvin Gaye lawsuit. This is from The Guardian. I didn't know that it was a jury.
I wonder, is it like just, there's no special jury? They're not all musicologists, are they?
No, but like anything, like you wouldn't be a criminologist on a jury. You'd just listen to someone like give evidence or whatever. So, but I don't know why it just didn't occur to me that it was a jury.
Yeah, because it's a copyright case. You wouldn't think it's as a jury.
Yeah, you think it was one of those kind of like closed door, like there's no like, you know, take to the stand. It's just people around like a large oak table. But yeah, it was obviously whether or not Ed Sheeran had ripped off Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It on his song Thinking Out Loud, which obviously musically there is a lot of similarities between those two songs. But Sheeran had said that he would quit the music industry if he was found guilty. If that happens, I'm done. I'm stopping, he said. I find it really insulting to devote my whole life to being a performer and a songwriter and have someone diminish it. And his lawyer also said that the similarities in the chord progressions and rhythms of Marvin Gaye's classic and Sheeran's hit Thinking Out Loud were, quote, the letters of the alphabet of music. These are the basic musical building blocks that songwriters now and forever must be free to use. or all of us who love music will be poorer for it. And look, as much as some people would want Ed Sheeran to stop making music, I do think that this is probably the right call.
Yeah.
For the music industry at large. Very interesting, very important, very big case in copyright law. And, you know,
yeah, certainly it explains, or well, it kind of suggests what might happen if a similar case might come up. It seems that because maybe Marvin Gaye's estate was maybe slightly emboldened by a previous court case around the Robin Thicke case, that yes, they might have thought they were going to win this or had a good chance. Because there are obviously, it's quite similar in lots of ways. It's about similarities and a vibe. Vibe, man. Yeah. What's the vibe? Is the vibe the same? So, yeah.
And you mentioned last week about Adam Neely's video on the topic. And I also saw tweets from him, a Twitter thread that is worth having a look at, in which he talks about how in music, citing artists is very difficult, or there isn't really a culture of citation, and how in academia, if you cite another person, it emboldens your argument, whereas in music, it detracts from it. And maybe if we could get our heads around that kind of cultural shift, and if you could just say, yeah, these are my references, this is the genre that I'm, you know, working within, these are the people I'm responding to, that could actually be something that emboldens you as an artist and kind of, you know, solidifies your sound, because no one can make a sound anymore. Like there's it's not a thing. Music doesn't exist in a vacuum. So I do like that idea of taking a bit more of an academic approach to referencing or citations or whatever it might be.
And like this whole episode is a chat with an artist about their inspirations for their music. You know, this is how we make music. It's a conversation. It's a constant conversation that's happening with culture, and that's what makes culture so interesting, and pop culture as well, is that none of it exists totally in a vacuum. You are always referencing, calling back, influenced and influencing the next thing and what came before you. So that's what makes it so interesting to us.
Until the machines take over, and then it's their problem. Then they can sue each other in their courtrooms, whatever they'll look like. I don't mind it. any other business before we jump in with C'est la vie de mine?
Izzo and Sir James Galway sat down for a Met Gala duet
last week. Two of the world's most celebrated flautists.
She called him a flute king.
Flute king.
And they kind of look like they're sitting on thrones in the picture, like they are in Lord of the Rings. So it's pretty impressive. I would recommend a quick Google search.
That's pretty cool. Okay, hang on. I'll have a look. Lizzo, James Galway. Not something I thought I would.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Flute King. Oh, she cried after playing with him. Oh, that's so nice. I love Lizzo. I follow her TikTok account, and she's kind of always on there saying something. But she's great. Okay. Like she has like great videos about like quite serious stuff, talking about like racism and like sexism and capitalism and like, but just approaching it with this really like robust, argumentative kind of like analysis. Like she's so smart. I love her. I love Lizzo so much.
Do I need to get back onto TikTok again? I don't know. I mean, it's there. I'm not using it.
What you need to do is add me as a friend, and then I'll just send you good TikToks.
Oh yeah. Okay,
I'm a TikTok curator for a few people in my life. Okay. And I've enriched their algorithms. I like it.
And if you want Andrea to curate your TikTok, it's patreon.com for the membership.
We'll create a tier for that.
Bonus.
More than happy to do it.
Exclusively. Yeah.
Yes. And also, Patreon. Come into the Discord, join the music league. It's all kicking off.
Get stressed.
It's getting intense though, because it's like you don't know when the new week is going to open. And then
yeah,
your song is gone.
Music League is essentially a themed playlist that everyone picks a song from. And then
it's the fucking Hunger Games is what it is.
It is. And
it's
after it happens, you
cutthroat.
It's like there's 18 or 19 people in it, I think. And you get 10 points to allocate per round. Mm. And it gets very difficult to decide who should get what. It's a personal choice. It's a subjective choice. It's very difficult.
See, I don't mind the points aspect of it. That's fine. But it's getting in before someone else picks your song. That's
It's so the wider the better. I think the one with the Mercury Prize, best song for Mercury
very
Prize
narrow.
Album was quite difficult.
That was a learning moment, I think, in the Niall Nine Music League history.
Yeah. I better jump on and pick the song I have in my head.
Oh, it was like someone blew a whistle and we were all like off the start line. It was mad. But that's great fun. So come in there and join that. It's brilliant.
It is, yeah. Okay, let's have a chat with C'est La Vie de Mai now.
Better in music and process. Baba, you want to be mine for the laha. You want to come fight with the danda. You want to catch up on the lala. Kilote, baba, you want to be mine for the laha. You want to come fight with the danda. You want to come chop on the lala. I'ma just slow down, party don't stop, we go now. I'ma don't slow down, party don't stop, we roll now. I'ma just slow down, party don't stop, we go now. I'ma don't slow down, party don't stop, we roll now. Go 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 down low. Go 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 down low. Go 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 down low. Go 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 go.
So we're getting in the mood for summer around here, kind of thinking about festivals, thinking about the summer, but it is going to be nice. It is going to be nice this summer. I just feel it. I have a good feeling. And our guest on this week's podcast, C'est La Vie de Mai, is, I think you have some summer plans coming up. I think there's some things happening for you. So how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited. It's
Thanks
summer.
For coming on.
It's that time of the year. You know what? How it is. So I'm really, really excited.
Grand stretch in the evening. That's where we're getting to.
Yeah.
It's I'm enjoying it so much. Anytime we're recording a podcast and it's not dark is good in my book. So
yeah.
Usually that's what we're like in the autumn. We're like, oh, it's dark.
Yeah.
But now it's nice and bright. Yeah,
I like the darkness.
Andrea's a sad autumn girl, so it's fine.
Yeah,
she loves it so much. But yeah, how are you doing? What's been happening with you? I think you've been hatching plans.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I've been busy. I'm working. Super grateful for that. We have loads of stuff coming up. This summer I've been like just really busy. So we have a few gigs. My next one is Africa Day. Actually, I'm doing that in Kilmainham. I think that's how you say it. I'm sorry. I'm not from Dublin. So I don't know how to say these names, but I'm doing
Thursday,
that next.
May 25th. Yeah.
Yes. So it's, the 25th is Africa Day, but I'm performing on the 21st on a Sunday. So I'm excited for that. And I'm also playing Body and Soul on the Hennessy stage. So I'm excited for that. And just loads more coming up. But the main thing is new music. That's coming out very soon. I'm excited for that. So it's been a while.
Last time I saw you was actually at Body and Soul at the Hennessy stage as well last year. What I like about you is that you do all sorts of things. You are not afraid to throw your hat in the ring in any sort of different sound. I've heard you do some kind of drill music. I've heard you do hard rap music, R&B, piano kind of stuff. But your life set goes hard, right? I mean, you were rocking out, if I remember, last year.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. I finally have like one of my biggest wish fulfillments, which was having a band all along. Cause I just always saw myself as like a person that would have like a full band. So that was like, for me last year was like my full on wish fulfillment, like fully fulfilled. If that's what I could say. So, I like kind of incorporate a lot of elements of like, quote unquote, rock music into my live sets. It's just funkier. It's nicer to listen to, like, you know, live. And I just love the elements of the drums and the guitars sounding like contrast to my voice. So I like it that way. And I think a lot of people enjoy it now. So I'm kind of like scared to like not perform with my band nowadays because I'm so used to it. But I still rock out on my own anyways. But it's just, it's nicer to have them there.
I remember the last time I saw you, we were on a panel together and we were talking yes. about your love of Paramore. And
yes. Haley Williams. Oh my gosh, no. So you get to like story.
Live your best Hayley Williams life.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, like just free trauma for you guys. So basically, I was trying to find Paramore tickets for the longest time. They're all sold out. Nothing happened. So I kind of gave up. I was like, okay, I'm going to go to studio. Let me focus on my craft. So like at 5:45, one of my mates called me and she was like, oh, I have a free Paramore ticket. Do you want to come? And I was like, hello? Like I literally booked studio just there. Like it's not going to happen. Like I paid loads, you know? And she was like, oh, okay. And then it ended up being canceled. And then I couldn't make it back in time for Paramore to go and see them. So I missed out. Aww. So that's a trauma that I will always relive, crying real tears.
So but, sorry.
I know. Honestly, I couldn't stop crying for the whole day. But anyways, just in the spirit of Paramore, I just wanted to let you guys know that's what happened to me.
I mean, I was wondering why there wasn't any Paramore on this list that you sent over of your tracks, but now I understand.
Let me tell you, I was trying to forget. I've been trying to forget about them the whole time. I just don't even want to relive this. I don't.
Fair enough. Let's move on. Let's quickly move on.
So yeah, we asked you to pick a song that you're loving right now, because mm-hmm. that's one of the things that we do an awful lot on the show is once a month anyway, definitely talking about music that we love, that we mm-hmm. heard recently. And you went out of the gates with a real banger here. So, and the video as well is something that
remember. Iconic.
So let's talk about the first song that you picked, which is Dochi and Crazy. The song yes. came out last year. Let's play a bit of it here. That is Dochi and Crazy. So
it's such a good song. I don't know what it is about that song, but it just kind of gets you like, you know, just pumped and hype, you know, and I just love that about that song so much.
It reminds me a bit when the vocals kind of like take it up that extra notch, it reminds yeah. me of an Azealia Banks song, who I know we're going to yes. talk about in a minute, but which song is it? Heavy Metal and Reflective.
And Reflective. That's the one. Yeah.
I'm like, I get that same feeling. Like when she just like goes off on that track, I'm like, just like going crazy. And I get the same feeling from this. It's, oh, and I also love how she delivers the line, look at your savings. It's just so, it's great. It's just so, so good. So what is it about for you about this track that has you hooked?
Do you know what it is? I am so obsessed with Azealia Banks. I think anyone who knows me knows that like I'm like obsessed with Azealia Banks, and that track kind of gives me a feel of like Azealia Banks. That's the first thing mm-hmm. that I noticed about the song. Also, the drums. I just like what's going on. It's very busy. Like I don't know how mm-hmm. to explain it, but like the song is quite busy, but it reminds me of my mind. I feel like my mind is so busy that it kind of seems like chaos, but it gives me peace at the same time. And I know it's a hectic song, but that's what it feels like for me, you know?
Yeah. It like helps you like order the chaos a bit.
Yes, And I don't know why. I don't know why, but it really does. And I love that so much about that song. And I just love the tone of her voice as well. So yeah, that's really what I like about the song.
So that's a kind of an introduction to what you're feeling at the moment. But it's a fairly good introduction to the rest of your playlist, essentially, all the songs that inspired you. So let's start with Azealia Banks then. Let's start with Luxury from Azealia Banks.
Took a trip, took a boat, took three friends. This bitch said it's open season. Miss been alone and she been looking for some gentlemen. I'm hoping he been feeling when I fit up in the rope, but he can chill up in the villa for the whole damn weekend. Just coax with her, put your hands on her figure. Now you're groping her, groping her.
So Azealia Banks, obviously, we've talked a lot about Azealia Banks here on the podcast before. Tell me a bit, I mean, you can understand why she might be an influence. She's very individual, idiosyncratic. She did a lot of things before other people were doing them. Mm-hmm. And so where is she at now? Like, what's her situation now in terms of making music?
Do you know what? Funny story. I always got stories, but funny story. I remember when Azealia Banks came to Dublin, I went to her headline show and she like gave me the dirtiest look of my life. At first I thought I was imagining it, right? But I was like, nah, I think she really did. So I looked at my friend, I was like, did she just look at it? It was funny. And then she was like, nah. So it happened like a couple of times. So I was like, girl, like what the hell's going on? So I was like, you know what? Let me message her. She probably won't see it, but let's see. And she did. And she responded. She was like, you and your friend, you guys were high as hell, like shouting me on Instagram. I was like, girl, you know what? You're kind of weird, but I still love you regardless. So that's our little altercation that we had. But you know what? I felt so seen that I didn't care because my idol responded. And I don't care what anybody says. I made it in life, but God knows I did because Azealia Banks seen me. But with that being said, I think she got dropped or she ended her contract with her label or something. So she's independent now. So I think she is releasing music. And one of the newest songs, I don't know if you guys heard it, it's called Bottega. It's such a good song. It's a really, really good song. So she's currently doing that. But like she's always been kind of like a lone wolf doing like independent stuff. You know, she's really like heavy into fashion and stuff like that. So she's a lot, for me personally, like in the fashion world, she's like an icon. In the LGBTQ, she is an icon. So that's kind of where she's at. So I don't think she's quite mainstream, to be honest. But one thing about Azealia Banks, like she's probably the type of artist where you have to be like, you have to separate the art from the artist, you know? So, and one thing you can't take away from her, she's bloody talented. Like she is a creative genius, regardless of what anyone says. I think she was way ahead of her time, first of all. But like I always say, your mouth can either be your blessing or your curse, and you just have to be really careful with what you say and do sometimes, you know, like be authentically yourself, but don't do it in a sense of like hurting people, you know, or
don't do it on
things
Twitter
that are too out of pocket. And unfortunately, I think that was the case for her. But I love her. That's mommy.
I have the same feelings about Azealia Banks. It's like, she has said like genuinely awful things. And I mean, on that time when she came over and she was beefing with you on Instagram, she was also beefing with like Aer Lingus, and she called like all Irish women ugly. And like, she's just, but I'm still like, ah, Azealia, like part of me is like, never change. Just like, just keep doing what you're doing, but maybe slightly less. Just
like tone it down.
Just a little, don't fight with as many people. But she's a genius.
I love her.
And that album is like, it's amazing. Cause like when 212 came out, obviously everyone lost their minds. Was like, mm-hmm. who is this? And then it took so long for that album to come out and yeah. for it to actually hit the way it did. And for people who had been waiting years and years and years for it to come, to be like satisfied with it and to love it. Like
yeah.
that's no mean feat. Like that's,
yeah.
it's so, so impressive that she managed to do that. And I love every song on that album. I think it's brilliant.
Every single song is yeah. perfection. I'm so, sorry. It's like, she has mastered the craft of making a song. And like, I understand like Azealia Banks is not for everybody, but if you really listen to her music, it's like, it's perfect. There's no mm-hmm. like, nothing wrong with it. She kind of reminds me of like Kanye in a really weird way. They kind of have like that same energy, but they're creative. Like they are what I would call creatives, you know, like they're so wow. Like I'm so in awe of like Azealia Banks, honestly and truly. Not what she says, but her musicality. Yeah. Ridiculous. Like, I don't know. Genius.
Yeah. I love her. And yeah, like Kanye, a nice healthy separation.
Yeah, love me some Kanye. I'm nice. Telling you.
I was at that first Azealia Banks show in Dublin, the Whelans one. God, that was a very long time ago. I mean, that was around 212 time for sure. And I think she did like a 25-minute set or something like that, which, you know, in America is certainly more like normal for it's kind of like, it wouldn't even be, it's like a public appearance almost, you know, like a PA thing. It kind of felt more like that, but it was actually great. I remember it really good. It was like Whelan's on a Monday night and it was just so much crack.
Yeah.
That was so good. Yeah. And then the only time I've ever seen her since then was at Glastonbury. The one time
I seen it on YouTube. That looked really good.
Yeah. It was.
I didn't
even
really know she has a Glastonbury set.
Yeah, I think she was wearing this like green, like kind of plastic stuff, and it just looked really mad from it, because I was really far away at first and I was like, what the hell's going on over there? It was great, it was really good. But that's Azealia Banks, yeah. Definitely probably due some credit, I'd say, in terms of her music for sure. That was from what was originally released. That song, Luxury, was originally released on her debut mixtape, Fantasy 2012.
Yes.
But also was on Broke with Expensive Taste on 2014. So, yeah, nice. Okay. Another icon here that you picked is Missy
Banger
Elliott.
After banger after banger. Like,
are you guys telling me I should be a DJ? Because I will.
Absolutely. I would go to this club night 100%. And I don't go to clubs.
There's no slow sets here anyway yet. But no, let's take a bit of classic Missy One Minute Man featuring Ludacris.
Tonight I'ma give it to you, throw it to you. I want you to come prepared. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Boy, it's been a long time, a crazy long time. I don't want no minute man, and that's real. Give it to me some more. Wake me up, show me what you got, cause I don't want no 1 minute man. Wake me up, show me what you got, cause I don't want no 1 minute man. Wake me up, show me what you got, cause I don't want no 1 minute man. Wake me up, show me what you got, cause I don't want no.
It's time to set your clock back about as long as you can. I stop daylighting, Ludacris, the maintenance man. Get your oil changed, I check fluids and transmission. You 1 minute fool.
All right, that is Missy Elliott, of course. And so Missy obviously is a legend. Tell me why you picked this one in particular.
To be honest, why do I always got backstories? Well, yeah, I was listening to that song quite recently and I was just like, oh my gosh, there is this girl called Soraya J that was like Missy Elliott's protege. So I was listening to her music and then I think the next on my playlist was 1 Minute Man. But so basically that's why I picked that song, because it was like really stuck in my head. And also it's like someone DM'd me recently talking about, let me take you on a date, da da da. I think it was yesterday. And I was just like, and that song just came to my head. I don't know why. So yeah, that's basically the backstory to that song.
I love your stories so much.
That's the backstory to that song. That's what I always say. Needed. Sorry?
You just need to say it, send the song, no words needed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's
also,
it.
I was listening to it before we started recording and I was like, do you know, I just haven't heard Ludacris in so long and it's really nice to hear from him. Where is he? What's he doing? I love him.
Oh my gosh, I'm not going to lie. I haven't checked up on Ludacris at all.
Me neither.
I would not know. I don't know what he's doing, but
where he's at.
Thank you for the bangers from back in the days because he did some madness as well.
Yeah.
He's still playing. Yeah.
Is he still going?
Really?
Yeah.
Maz. Okay.
He must be what now?
45.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I thought he was like in his late 30s.
I think he was a young man when he came out, right?
Yeah.
He still looks well.
I thought he was old. I don't know why. I was just so young.
He just carried himself a bit older, was that it?
Yeah, he did. He really did.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love this Missy tune and it's not one that I think to put on ever. Like when I'm putting on Missy Elliott, this isn't one of the songs that like jump to mind. And when I saw it on this playlist, I was like, oh yeah.
You guys need to go to like an underground club in like Berlin or like Belgium where it's like hot cool and sweaty. Enough. And that's where those songs kind of come on in my head anyways.
That's you. When you're DJing there, this is what's playing.
That's the plan.
Book her.
That's from 2001, that song. Wow.
I know. Can you imagine? So, time flew.
Still so futuristic. Obviously, the album is Missy So Addictive. Get Your Freak On is the big track on that one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was one of the other major singles on it. Yeah. She's still doing great.
She is.
The 50th anniversary hip hop thing. Did you see that? She came up on that as well. She was great.
Oh yeah.
And she recently did a song with this new girl group in the UK called Flow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's like the song where she's like, if you're fly girl, get your hair done, get a pedicure, get your nails did. So they kind of sampled her song. I forgot what their song is called, but it's pretty good as well. So,
and she's on the Skrillex album as well.
Yes.
How about that? Yeah.
She's doing bits. Jesus. Still.
She's doing bits. Okay. What have we got?
What's our next one? We've so far to go. J Dilla, Common, D'Angelo.
Love this song.
Yeah. So let's hear a bit of this J Dilla tune from The Shiny.
Me live inside you, with your mouth don't say baby your thighs do. I want us to arrive together. I love it when the weather is wet and sticky. Some depict me as being conscious. Yeah, I use my head. It was you that fed my appetite for seduction. Biting and cussing, making love and touching when no one has ever touched before. The heat got you open like an oven door because of your innocence. Even more, you'll remember this hardcore gentleness. Before you wasn't into this, on the ride, your freak became limitless. Holding on to the night and me tight as we write on the walls. A story called Go.
Just a few icons on that song there. No big deal.
Yes.
No big deal at all. Why not? Do you know how did they get D'Angelo on that one? I know it's just because it's a Dilla original. So
honestly, I have no idea. But I can't remember if this song came out when Dilla was still alive or not. So I can't.
I think it's tell. Is it an instrumental on Donuts as well? Is it?
Yes.
Is it
so basically, J Dilla obviously had a few instrumentals out back then, and I think a few people just hopped on the songs. But I can't remember my memory. It's not one of my core memories, so I'm not going to lie on this before someone calls me out and be like, "You're lying." I can't remember, but I
think
can't remember.
The album came out just before he died. Donuts did originally, so I think. Mm. maybe the instrumental came out then, and then this was a few years later, and mm-hmm. 10 years later, actually, 10 years later, really, when that happened, is it?
Oh, whoa, that okay.
No, that doesn't seem right. Sorry, that can't be right. I think that might be the year went up on streaming services. That can't be right at all.
Yeah, never trust Spotify on those things.
That was the same. It was the same. Yeah. It was, wow, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, that was the next album. The Shining was the next one. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so that came out in 2000 and late 2006, so... Just later that year, funny enough. Yeah, okay. All right. The album was finished by Kareem Riggins.
There's so many great choices when it comes to Dilla, especially. Why this one?
Yeah. Why this one? Because it was, when I started rapping, it was one of the first instrumentals that I found when I did my little quick YouTube search for hip-hop instrumentals. It was one of the first ones that I found that I rap to, so it's just something that has stuck with me since forever. So every time I think about freestyling or just writing music back in the days, that would be the song in my head, you know. So that's why I picked it, to be honest. And there's just something about it as well that just, I don't know, hits me heavy. And plus, when I heard Common on it, I was like, oh my god, because I was obsessed with Common when I was younger, because I was like just obsessed with him. So I just wanted to freestyle on it. And, you know, back in the days when you're younger, you're like, yeah, I'm going to post this on social media, MySpace or whatever was out then, or Facebook or whatever. And he's going to see it and he's going to fall in love with me and I'm going to be so happy. So it was one of those for me, to be honest.
And that's what happened. And you're happily married. Am I?
Let me try it now.
So does that recording exist anywhere, or...
It probably does still on Facebook, to be honest. I haven't logged into my Facebook since forever. So if anyone needs to incriminate me now, it's probably the right time to check my Facebook.
I mean, no one has it. Even if no one wants to log on there, it's really hard to find it.
Yeah.
Even if it
is there. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Like, I remember I had to log in for something. Like, my manager was like, oh, try and find your Facebook because I want to post something. And I was like, girl, you're not going to find that because I don't even remember my name. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I know I had a fake name, so it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Facebook's over. It's over. Yeah. It's beyond over, I think.
It's beyond over. I'd rather log on to MySpace, if I'm being quite honest.
Get your Bebo account reset.
Yeah.
I'd rather that.
So next up, a song which I happened to be listening to, I'd say, about 2 days ago. So I was delighted to see that it was on your list. It's the trio. It's Jay-Z, it's Kanye, and it's Otis Redding with Otis. What a banger.
Sounds so soulful, don't you agree? I invented sweat, popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof, I guess I got my swagger back. Truth, new watch alert. Few blows, or the big face rolly, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the holes.
Damn, Easy and Hope, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, stuck man. I adopted these niggas, put up drumming them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in this bitch another game.
Photo shoot fresh. Looking like wealth, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself.
Another tune that's hard to turn on. Sorry. That is
so good, isn't it?
From Watch the Throne. So good. Absolutely. My God. I went to see that Watch the Throne gig in Dublin that time, and it was absolutely one of the best things I've ever seen still.
Really? Oh my God.
So much hype. So much hype, you know. Oh God. It's just like, you know, they do each of their own sets and then they do the Watch the Throne stuff together. The big, huge, it was the first time I think I'd ever seen a really big, big, big production in the Three Arena, like with a big like screen that went right up to the ceiling kind of thing. Amazing, amazing. So you pick this one. I mean, you pick one, how do you pick one song off Watch the Throne? Like,
I don't even know, but let me tell you why. It's the same story as the last one. It was one of the first songs that I did a cover to when I started rapping, when I was posting on the social medias back in the day. So it was, that's the reason why I picked it, because I was thinking about, okay, hip hop in general and like my sound evolution. Basically, the way I picked the list was just kind of picking it in terms of like my sound evolution and phases of my life and, you know, like when and what time I listened to the songs and stuff. So that was kind of like the start of my career. And I just love that song so much. I love the flows. It introduced me to different flows and styles as well. So I really just love that song so much.
I also think it's like, it's one of Jay's like coolest like intros. Like when he first comes in, he just sounds so cool.
Yeah.
And I think like post, like when he was on Kanye's Monster track and then he started having like a few like dud verses on other people's tracks, I sort of just kind of got out of the Jay headspace because I used to really love him and listen to him all the time. And I don't know why, I just kind of stopped listening to him. But then when I listened to this the other day, I was like, man, he is cool. Like he was always cool. He's a great rapper. And I just love how the two of them sound on this. And I love how with the sample, it doesn't like, it doesn't give you any resolution. It like, it keeps you kind of like on the edge. You're like, oh, you think it's going to like explode into like that big moment, but it just keeps pulling you back. It's amazing. It's just such a dynamic, brilliant tune. It's like, it actually is, Niall, indeed. When Niall and I did an episode, maybe a month ago, on our favorite samples in music, and I remember like as soon as we finished recording, I like left the laptop and I was like, Otis! Otis! I couldn't believe it. I was so annoyed at myself because it's just
you'll
it's
always one of the forget great
samples
something.
I think I know I was really furious at myself, so I'm delighted it's getting an airing now on the podcast, so.
Yeah. I mean, we still might get Watch the Throne 2 eventually. I mean, maybe.
Fingers crossed.
Don't hold your breath whenever you do.
Still waiting for Destiny Child to make their comeback real quick.
Very good. So your final track that you picked for us is more current than the last few. It is from Doja Cat. Get into it. Let's play it.
You just wanna lap dance. You just wanna pop up on these cans like you the Batman. You just wanna ball out in designer with your best friends. You don't wanna talk no more about it in the past tense. Get me out my zone. I'm just talking comfort, shawty. I ain't give you nothing. You got comfort, shawty. I got plenty things you make a run for, shawty. Call him Ed Sheeran. He in love with my body. Get into it, yo. Pop out with a truck. Get into it, yo. Hell, if you go to church, I said get into it, yo. Like she ain't got a butt. Fuck it, get into it, yo. And
Tamai, why'd you pick this one?
So basically, I picked this one because it kind of reminds me of Nicki Minaj. So if you listen to the second verse, right? She like makes so I don't even want to butcher the lyrics right now because I just, it's one of those songs that I just listen to because it gives me like this type of vibe, but not because I actually know the lyrics off by heart, like off heart. Yeah. But basically, which I found out later, actually, she did get inspiration from Nicki Minaj from that song.
And I think she thanks Nicki at the end of the song, doesn't she? She
pull up in a called Sri Lanka. I forgot what that song is called. Are you a Nicki fan? I don't know if you guys ever seen that meme, but yeah. I can't remember what Nicki Minaj song it was, but she basically got inspiration from that song. And I used to be like so obsessed with Nicki Minaj. I think everyone kind of went through their like Nicki phase. So when I initially heard that song, it reminded me of Nicki Minaj, but I don't know why it did until I like went to research it and I seen she got inspiration for Nicki Minaj because she goes, I love you, Nicki. Well, actually, she did say that in the song, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Sorry. Like, thank you, Nicki. I love you.
But anyways, I just always wonder why she said, I love you, Nicki. I think that's what it was. And then I figured out it was because of that song because it just, I had a core memory of that flow for some reason, but I didn't know where it came from until after. So that's why I picked the song. It just reminds me of Nicki and I love Nicki. So.
Great.
This song is like, it's, I really like Doja Cat. I really like just her vibe. I love like that she dresses a cat for the Met Gala. Like, I just think she's really odd. Like, she's a really strange person. And I like that about her. She's like a kind of a more wholesome Azalea. Like, she's just like, non-problematic, but Azealia also super weird. Like, Azealia Doop. like, it's like you get all the weirdness without the problems, which is quite nice.
I 1000% agree.
Yeah.
I 1000% agree. I really like her energy. I like her vibe. I love, she's another person I would deem as a creative. Like, you know, when you say creative, like they really understand their craft. And I know a lot of people will be like, oh, she's not a lyricist. But if you actually listen, she kind of is like me, but just more advanced a little bit in the sense of like, she's very versatile. Do you get me? Like, she does like absolutely everything, but it works for her. Do you get me? So, I like that about her. She's not like, it's not the same similar song all the time. It's always something different, but I think the core element is always rap music at the end of the day, but it's always different type of genres or styles blended together, you know? That's what I kind of like about her. So.
Yeah, I like that.
Has she played here at all?
I think maybe for Longitude or something like that. I can't remember if it was Longitude or what sort of festivals. I'm pretty sure it was Longitude.
Yeah, but I can't remember. Yeah. Must have been.
Yeah,
you don't
That rings a bell.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have to be. Yeah. Cool. Well, that's a nice kind of overview of your kind of vibe and musical vibe.
Bangers on bangers on bangers.
Yeah, bangers, bangers on bangers. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, DJ Maya in the mix.
So, what can we expect based off all that in the next while from yourself?
Well, from talking to you guys now, I've realized that I need to be DJ. So that's what you guys should expect. Book me now. Email my manager. No, I'm just joking. So far, well, who knows?
You better not be.
Who knows what can happen? Life be life in these days, and retrograde is retrograding. So who knows? Sure. But what you can expect from me is like I'm going to be releasing a body of work, but I'm going back to what I originally started. So I would have like. I obviously I've hid my music, but anyone who has been following me, I used to do a lot of like rapping on like house kind of beats, like kind of sort of like Azealia Banks, Kitchenada type vibe. I had a few songs that kind of had samples on them, but I could never get them cleared. So I just never put them on Spotify or anything like that. But I'm kind of going back to that flow. It's like electronic music with a bit of rap. So I can't wait for you guys to hear that stuff. It's going to be crazy. It's very summery as well. And the sets are going to be even more crazy now with that style. So I'm really excited to bring out that new energy.
Sounds good. Oh, well, I love that kind of stuff as well. The any kind of house and rap music put together is my
vibe. Y'all. But you know what? We all have to try and experiment, you know, and see what's out there. Because
you don't have to put yourself in a box. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, I don't want to put myself in a box. But right now, we're going to tear up that box and bring it all out. So I'm really excited for that. I'm really, really excited with this phase of my life and where my music is going.
Nice.
We're excited too.
Oh, thank you.
Yay.
And my DJ mix is coming out soon, guys, apparently.
Thank you so much for giving us a really considered list, a list that we can just go and vibe to now, a summary list, a good vibe, and it'll get us ready. It'll tide us over until you're ready to release new tunes.
Yes, and my DJ mix.
And your DJ mix, of course. I'm off to find
your old MySpace now and what's there?
Yeah,
imagine you could find. I'd be so upset.
Do you know what? You probably could, because I didn't hide anything, so it's all there for you to find at your own.
I don't think MySpace is there anymore. Thankfully, for me, I'm thankful it's not there anymore. I'm sure there's some weird shit there.
Someone out there will find it.
Yeah. Nothing's ever deleted on the internet.
Oh yeah, I 100% agree. It's all there somewhere.
Very good. Well, c'est la vie de mai. We will see you at Body and Soul very soon, or at the Hennessy Hip Hop House, if not before. And look out for your tunes coming up soon. I look forward to hearing them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You should have known better. C'est la vie is the baddest bitch, and yeah, she a go-getter. You should have known better. Sell as a go-getter.
I love Chris Rich.
I'm a vegan like Sally, you get tossed. Piss me off, none of the look like Kate Moss. We're not friends, I swear I do you like Rachel DeRoss. Like Nemo, you get lost. Man, claim to be like Ramsey, cause they play for a team that nobody knows like. Nobody bro like, nobody knows like, nobody bro like, nobody knows. It's Michonne Kion, it's Michonne Fane, it's Michonne only. When your nigga bored of you, yeah, he might phone me. I keep it low-key, nobody knows me. Say the most broski. See, I don't wanna start in a fight, but I hit you in the left and the right. Make your only fans, then catch fights. Get a body and then get pipe. Oh my dad's life, keep a check like Nike. Oh my dad's life, cross my heart, swear to die. You should've known better. C'est la vie is the baddest bitch, and yeah, she a go-getter.
Thanks to C'est la vie de mai for coming on and chatting about some inspirational music. As I said, you can catch C'est la vie de mai at the Hennessy Hip Hop House at Body and Soul Festival. Lots going on there. We'll be talking to a couple of other people involved in that stage very soon. Maybe try next week.
Ooh.
But you'll have to come back to find out.
We're going to shroud it in mystery.
Another thing I'll be talking about next week is what I'm doing this week before recording. Is going to see Jaipal in London. It's happening, guys. I got a ticket. I'm going to go see Jaipal. We'll talk about it next week.
This has already happened by the time the listeners are listening.
Yes, but this podcast has happened before.
Let's not lift the veil too much. There's some time travel going on here, but it's fine.
Time traveling.
Yes, and I will have seen Tim Key, so I'll report back on that. Not quite as exciting as Jaipal, but for me, more exciting.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. That is it from us this week. You're listening to the 909 podcast, is as if you somehow ended up here. Just to remind you what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm Niall Byrne. That's Andrea Cleary.
Thanks.
Say something. Thanks.
That's fine.
Anything you'd like to
Niall needs to
say
feed his cat. So we need to say goodbye now.
I have to go feed a cat.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye forever. Till next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.